everybody. Welcome to the Hillary Step podcast number 4.
Glad to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be back recording. We've been meaning to do this for a while, and of course, things catch up with you and blah, 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 blah.
Busy schedule, all that stuff.
But all kinds of great stuff has been going on with the Hillary Step. Let's see, last weekend we did a gig at the Irish Arts Center.
Quite a gig.
You know, we performed there once before.
Yep.
And this time was fun. We performed with a whole bunch of great stand-up comedians like Sheila Ratner, and all kinds of great people were there doing their stuff. And I guess there was one other musical act that performed at the beginning. They were terrific, too. So that's a really fun event. It takes place on, the first Sunday of every month at the Irish Arts Center on 51st Street?
Yeah,
51st between 10th and 11th.
That's right.
So check that out. Let's see. And we have gig coming up at Kenny's Castaways, which was the site of the Hillary Step
CD release party,
which was great way back in the day. When was that?
Awesome.
October of
2000? August of 2000.
August of 2000. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Wow.
August 27th of 2000.
How the hell do you remember that?
I don't know.
So, okay, August 27th, the year 2000. So here it is, some almost 6 years later, and we are going to be performing again at Kenny's Castaways.
There we are.
We were so good that they said, wait 6 years, see what happens, and come back.
And the same thing goes for the album that we're working on.
We were promoting an album then, we're promoting an album now, although that album is not out yet, so we're promoting its future release.
That's true.
Note to Self is the tentative name of the album, double CD.
Yeah, it's going to be excellent.
We told you about it on the last podcast, I think.
Yep.
Produced by Ziad Al-Hilal, who was interviewed on a recent podcast, a producer in Canada. Excellent, excellent producer and a great guy. He'll be producing that. See, two double CD of original songs by the Hillary Step.
Yep.
So, anyway, we have this Kenny's Castaways gig coming up.
March 31st.
That's going to be March 31st at 7 p.m.
Yeah, don't be late.
Don't be late. You're gonna if you're late, you'll miss the big secret giveaway.
Officially created right here, right now.
Yeah, $7 cover. And what else? If you have $7, what else could you spend it on? There's nothing. Nothing costs $7
now. Much. What, three rides on the train plus a dollar? I mean,
is that right?
Yeah, it's $2 a ride.
Yeah, screw that. What are you going to do? Use one. Don't bother.
Walk
down and come see our gig at Kenny's Castaways, which is on Bleecker Street. 157 Bleecker. March 31st, 7 p.m., $7 cover. It'll be great. We'll be performing for about an hour, and it'll be a fun time. So
we're working on a bunch of things. The website, as you know, is still not fully realized. We're working on it. It's under construction, but it will be revealed to you soon, and along with that will be revealed
Hillary Step Radio.
Yes, WHSR. We're going to be playing our stuff all the time, the stuff that we choose to show to you.
Yeah, 24/7. You can listen in. You can tune in on your on iTunes and check out Hillary Step Radio Live. So that when you're sitting there at your computer and you're doing your emails and you're thinking about your life and how there's just something missing, this will fill that void.
Perfect.
So that should be coming up soon. The website, it's looking good now. It's going to look great then. And yeah, so, and then of course the record. So everything's going well for the Hillary Step, and we're very excited for our future endeavors.
We are very excited.
Today we have a lovely podcast for you, a special podcast. We want to let you in a little bit on our creative process.
Absolutely. And this one's been brewing for a while now. We've been trying to find just the right moment to throw it at you.
Right.
Here it is.
And now that the spring is coming out, we feel like creativity is in the air.
It is.
Why not contribute to that creativity by showing you how it is that we write song. So what we did was, a couple of weeks ago, we wrote a new song called Jenny's Coming Home, and we recorded ourselves as we were writing. We recorded ourselves on one computer as we were writing on another one. So it's very exciting when you have two computers.
Yep.
Anyway, we have edited down the process, the whole session.
It was about a 3-hour process.
It was. It took us 3 hours, which is, I guess, I don't know, that's a little more than average.
Yeah.
Usually I'd say 2 hours.
Well, because we had all those arguments.
Yeah. Actually, we didn't argue much during that one. We had one at the end, which you'll get a little to peek into. Anyway, we've whittled it down to a bunch of smaller segments, and we wanted to just tell you a bit about what the process was like and show you some of the things that go on when we write. And, you know, I think as writers, it's different on every song, and I think it's probably different for every writer.
Oh, yeah, so, for sure. I mean,
yeah. And everybody's coming from different places of strengths, and it's like any creative process in that you have to try to tap those strengths. Well, why don't you tell them how this one got started?
Well, we always start with some sort of seed, some sort of germ. You know, it could be a melody, it could be a lyric, but this time we got started with a riff that Rob had been working on, and, you know, he just started playing it.
So here is the first clip. This is when we had first sat down to start writing.
So you have any riffs you've been working on, or?
Well, I just was playing the other night, just... Just playing with these. Very common, but...
What tune are you in?
So that's the way the riff developed, and then very often when it starts that way, I feel like we spend a lot of time just sort of playing the riff. And
yeah, we kind of groove with it and kind of see where it takes us.
Yeah, and John adds the bass part, and we just sort of sing along. And I find it's what's interesting about it is as you're singing, you know, you just kind of create a melody. You also sort of start, your mouth starts to form vowel sounds.
Right, you make the dummy lyrics.
The dummy lyrics. And then in the middle of that, when you're really starting with open-ended, if you don't know what it is you're writing about it, very often those dummy lyrics do suggest something.
Right, and you get the whole concept kind of from, you know, the three lines that just automatically came out of your mouth.
Yeah.
You don't know where they came from.
And what's interesting about that is that very often you find that those lyrics start to suggest something that is actually important to you, something you'd write a song about.
Right, which is...
So this next clip is sort of where the lyrics and the melody start to develop.
Yeah, you can really hear Rob's brain, the gears turning while he plays. So.
Right. You could, if you were here
listen
in the
closely.
Room, you could smell the motor
burning.
Something like that, like I don't know what it is, but this is what I've got. I don't know what I'm talking about at all. So then the lyrics get started, and then you very often, you know, that takes you to the right place to go.
Sometimes, though, it takes you down the wrong place.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, what is the right or the wrong place? I mean, it's really just whatever feels true to you, I guess.
Right, wherever you feel like you need to go.
Yeah, and this time we started down a weird path, and sometimes it's just one of us gets an idea, and we just, you know, we want to go that way, so we go that way for a little while, and then we realize, you know, it's not the way for us. And I guess one good thing that we try to do, that we've learned over the years that we didn't always used to do, is that we always try to follow each other's ideas.
Yeah, because we know we both have good ideas, it's just sometimes,
sometimes one's right and one's,
right.
You know...
One's less right.
Right, right. And it's and as you'll see later on, too, in the podcast, sometimes you follow your idea for a little while and then you trash it otherwise. Sometimes you follow it. You just keep pushing it because you just know there's something right in it.
Right.
And so, you know, it's interesting when you really stick to your gun. So anyway, this time, this is an example of us going down a path that we decided not to continue on. You want to write about some fictional girl named Jenny?
No, not really.
How come?
Because I kind of hear Daddy's coming home. I don't know why I hear it.
Daddy's coming home?
Yeah, you know, no, Daddy's. But it's not about that Daddy is necessarily good. It could be about that Daddy's bad. You know, like I'm afraid of Daddy. It's like a weird kind of vibe I hear.
I hear ya, but I hate that the word Daddy.
Okay.
I'll try it.
What if it's like a dad, it's not like a husband who abuses a wife or something?
I've got a long line of abusive men songs.
Roll up. It'll be our abusive men.
So, after realizing that Daddy was not, in fact, going to be the subject of the song...
Didn't quite work.
We went back and we just kept playing and listened to each other.
Right, and we listened to each other, you know, not only kind of respecting each other as, you know, writers, but just we listened to each other's improvisation. Because sometimes what comes out can surprise you and can be something that is wow, great.
Right.
That's exactly where we need to go.
Yeah, we had Roll Out the Carpet, Break Out the Wine. We knew we wanted to rhyme with wine. You'll hear John just randomly sings a word that dictates the rest of the verse, basically.
Right.
Roll out the carpet, break out the wine.
Summertime.
Oh, that's kind of nice. Summertime.
Roll out the carpet, break out the wine. We've all been waiting for summertime in January.
We've all been waiting for summertime?
Yeah.
So I think one of the most important things about writing, and well really about any kind of creation, is to be aware of the fact that the mistakes are often gifts.
Yes, they happen for a reason.
Yeah, and so in this next clip you'll hear, we've now established the line, we've all been waiting for summertime. And so we, you know, like anything, you set it and then you sing it for a while and then the next thing shows up. So John is singing, you'll hear John singing that line.
Yeah, I'm doing the verse.
And you'll see what happens.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Roll out the carpet, break out the wine, we've all been living for summer.
Awesome. You just said living.
And that's it.
We've all been living for summertime.
I did say that. Sorry.
That's cool. No, that's great. We've all been living for summertime because Jenny's coming home.
Okay,
so now we've got our verses. We skip to a little while later. We've written a second verse as well, and we get to the chorus.
Yeah, we're working on kind of the whole concept of what the song is about, because the verses have informed us at this point what we think we're writing about.
Right, and now it's sort of time to tell the reader, in a way, or the reader.
Yeah, the listener.
If you're happening to be reading this song, the listener. I guess the way that we look at choruses, too, is that they sum things up, and they tell you what your song is about, and the verses, in a lot of ways, are the details that prove that thesis statement.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it.
So this is the point where we hit the chorus, and the interesting thing about that, too, is that as you get into that part of writing, because the concept is becoming... is really revealing itself to you now and what it is that you're writing about, you start to become a lot more interested in sort of the philosophy of the song, and thus the arguments, not the arguments, but the discussions become a lot more detailed.
Yeah, we get a little more vehement about what we believe should be going on,
right,
with the characters in the song.
Yeah, and it just becomes a much thicker, fuller song. So
yeah.
this is us sort of starting the process of writing the chorus and ultimately stating what we're talking about.
Right.
Without her, we are lost. Without her, we are bound. We are stuck to one another until Jenny comes around.
Make any sense?
Yeah.
Without her, we are lost.
Without her, we are bound. We are stuck to one another till Jenny comes around.
You know what I'm trying to say.
I kind of know what you're trying to say. I think I like your melody. I think I understand your concept, but what you're saying doesn't make sense.
I'm trying to say, like,
without her, we are lost. I understand. Everything falls into place when she comes around, right?
And when she's not, all we have is each other.
Well, so it's weird to say we're. It's lyrically, it's weird to say we're stuck together until she comes around, because then it means it looks like our being stuck together gets broken up by her being around in a bad way, but it really is good.
Wait, what?
The whole we're stuck together has to come off as negative.
We're stuck with one another. I mean, that's inherently bad.
No, it's not.
We're stuck with each other?
No.
Without her, we're lost, we're bound, we're stuck with each other.
All it means is we, without her, we're together. It's not elaborating at all on the situation. Without her, we are lost is very clear.
You don't think saying you're stuck with somebody is a bad thing?
No, I think you got to make it more about her than about them. Without her, we are lost.
I think it needs to be more about them. Like
them not having enough confidence, basically, right?
Or they can't get along unless she's there.
Right. Okay. Then I think we need to say something like that.
So once we established kind of those words that we were looking for, then it was a matter of really piecing the chorus together. And an really interesting thing happened. We sort of wrote this section and we played it. And because you're writing a new section, the music is different. But it should theoretically flow from one to the next. And this time, somehow, in the writing of it, it did. But when we played it back, the sections just didn't seem to work together.
Yeah, it didn't feel right. It felt like it was kind of, well, you'll hear what we say. It's...
Right, but the basic, again, though, it went back to that mistakes can be gifts thing.
Yeah.
And it ended up, after much debate, we ended up both digging it and ended up becoming a gift after some manipulation took place.
Took me a long time.
Took him a while. Yeah.
Roll out the carpet, break out the wine. We've all been living for summertime. Cause Jenny's passing through, but Jenny's coming home. Without her, we are lost.
Shit. Sorry.
Without her, we are lost. Without her, we are bound.
Pretty slow.
It dies at the tempo that don't match. The tempos don't match.
Yeah.
Oh, without we are.
Oh, I see. That's weird. Guys, is that the only choice? Is that the only way to go?
I think so.
That's weird.
But it's kind of cool.
Play it like it's kind of cool. It's.
Wow. when you get to that section, go to boom. Okay. So let's do one half of the verse and then go to the chorus. One, two, one, two, three, four. Unless this is a bridge, that section might be a cool bridge.
Roll out the carpet, break out the wine. We've all been summertime, 'cause Jenny's coming home.
Here we go. Ready?
One, and out we are lost. Out we are bound. We are one another. And he comes around. Comes around.
Kind of cool.
I hate it.
I love it.
I can't stand it. Can we figure out another alternative? It just feels so weird to me. It has such a nice feeling to it, and then it, I don't know.
Do it again, but when you hit your thing,
yeah.
Don't do the same. So then we resolved that issue. We ended up going with that double time chorus, and we wrote another verse or two. Same thing, just playing, going on with the ideas. You know, clarifying what we're talking about.
And as we started clarifying, more questions kind of started to arise
right.
for us. As to...
And then we got to the bridge, and in the bridge, which we often look at as sort of a... Billy Joel once said, a bridge in music is like a different piece of music thrown into the middle of your song.
Nice.
So, you know, it's new changes, it's a new melody, it's everything. It's also lyrically sort of another look at it, another angle. And in writing the bridge, we came across a central question to the song that we thought we were on the same page about. It turns out that we weren't.
But when we figured out what was going on, it helped inform, once again, the rest of the song.
Right. So it was kind of funny, though, to think that you could be writing a whole song and then there's this basic question, this basic issue that you just didn't even bother to discuss.
But, it definitely brings up the fact that different people have very different perspectives.
Right,
and,
which helps.
And contributes.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, it's just, this empty heart will feel like a home again. My problem is...
It's kind of abstract.
Well, it's the place that'll feel like a home again is this house with this family.
Right. For the mother, I'm guessing.
You think this is the mother talking?
I think so. Do you think it's the father talking?
No, I think it's like a younger sister or something.
Oh, wow. Okay. But we're on the same page.
I don't know. I don't think it really matters.
Only one day to go.
So we finished the bridge and moved on to the third verse. And I think we both kind of felt like something needed to change now. Something new, not just Jenny comes home.
Right, we had talked about that earlier on that, you know... Should Jenny come home or shouldn't Jenny come home? And we like going down the dark path, so...
Yeah, I mean, also, but there's a bit of drama because a lot of the song is about, you know, like, we're okay if she comes home. And
right.
you know, this is a moment in time. And in a way, I think it's there's something more fascinating to
yeah.
us about, well, what happens when they're not okay.
Yeah, it would be deeper and sadder if it turns out that, you know, she ain't coming.
Right, yeah, and it also opens possibilities and it gives a reason for the song. She comes home most of the time. This is the one time she didn't.
Or she never comes home, and every now and then she
right.
comes home.
Yeah, I guess that's up to the
listener
/ reader. But it's you know, at the same time, like, I think sometimes we do tend towards the maudlin and the depressing.
We do,
but.
It gets the tension, though. It's the drama.
It's the tension. Yeah, and it's what pushes us.
Right.
And you know, I think, you know, maybe we'll as we grow older, we'll prefer the songs where Jenny comes home.
Maybe.
But now we like to wreck everybody's anticipation and expectations.
It's true. And we like to take our characters to places that, you know, you might not think they would head.
Right. I like the idea of the second that they find out, I like the idea of the house, the house stood still. Like,
unless you want to be like, this always happens when Jenny's coming home. Like, she never comes home.
I say we violently kill her.
Oh, really? She doesn't get into a car crash? Damn it. It's not fair.
Everybody gets into a car crash in our songs.
That's a thing.
What about, like,
I woke up early, I heard the phone. She changed the plans, she changed the plans.
She's not coming home.
She's staying? Yeah.
Oh, do you know what we should do? I think we should make it funny. I think we should be like, I woke up early, I heard the phone. Na 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 na. Da di da do do da 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 di. I mean, don't take any break in between. Just do it a long verse. Like, totally mess up the
yeah.
The idea.
That's
so
cool.
Like, to build it up that way.
That's cool. So you can see that we spend a lot of time laughing while we're doing this stuff.
Trying to make it funny.
Trying to make it funny. But it's important, I think, because we're writing about things that are really serious to us, and I think you just kind of have to laugh at yourself a little bit.
I mean, it just brings much more joy to the sessions.
Yeah, and it's fun. We have a great time doing this, so it's fun.
Yeah.
And then other times we can drive each other completely nuts, like in this next clip where we spent... You're hearing an edited version of all this stuff, obviously.
Very edited.
And this next clip, we edited down. This is a discussion that before it was edited, was about half an hour to 45-minute discussion about one word.
But it was important. It was very important.
Yeah, and so. that's the thing that I love about writing with John. I my tendency sometimes is just to go, who cares? It's fine. If John feels passionately about a word, we're going to talk about it. And I've learned too that it usually, if he really feels that passionately, he's right, and we'll find a compromise that. No matter how much I fight it, we'll find something that ultimately is better than, you know, the parts.
Yeah, and that friction that we have, you know, the two different the countering points of view, when they meet, it can create something really kind of magical and just something that lands so beautifully.
Right. So this is an edited down version of a long discussion over the word brick.
Without we are rooms made of brick and made of stones, growing stiller by the minute.
Or by the season. It's kind of cool because that ties in more to the house becoming still. That's like, because we already said the house becomes still and will until she comes home. Now we're saying we are the house and we too will become still.
Can we not use brick?
Why?
It's too warm for me.
Brick is warm to you?
I think of red brick, it's bright. I like the grayness of the stones. Do you have something else? I was going to say steel, but the houses aren't made of steel.
Bricks to me are cold and harsh. They're bricks.
What about, without her we are rooms made of, and this isn't going to work because we're using it, but without her we are rooms made of stillness, made of stones, growing stiller by the, you know what I'm saying?
I think it's better to be concrete.
Concrete. Made of sacrete.
Made of concrete, made of stone.
I mean...
Doesn't do much.
I think bricks is good. Sticks and stones. Sticks and stones.
Made of sticks and made of stones.
It's kind of cool because then it's like name calling.
It's kind of good.
Well, we are rooms made of bricks and sticks and stones.
I don't know. It's kind of a different meaning to me now. I like it, but it's almost a little...
You like bricks and stones?
Yeah.
What else do you make houses out of? Roofs?
Bricks, straws, what? And stones.
What are you, the Three Little Pigs?
We have bricks, sticks and stones.
Yeah.
Stones I get. I just... something else other than bricks. I just don't love bricks. It's not the right feeling. I'm not getting the right feeling.
I don't know, dude. I think that maybe you're imposing something onto this.
No, it's I'm trying to, I want them to say something about them.
Do you like built from bricks, stuck from stones, stuck like stones? Oh my god, dude.
How about this? Without her, we are rooms. Walls of brick. Or something like that.
Why?
Because I would like to refer back to the distance between them. The distance between the people. I'm trying to find a way to refer back to that. There's not only is there stillness and coldness, but there's
you
distance.
Walls of brick helps with that.
No, I don't. I just don't know what does. It's like, I want to say, like, we're separated by brick is how I want to feel that last thing to land. We're separated by stuff, you know?
How about, without her we are rooms, bonded bricks but stuck like stone. Bounded
Yeah.
Bound like bricks.
Without we are rooms, bound like bricks. Bound like bricks, that refers
but stuck like stone.
Great. I like that. Do you hate it? You hate it.
No, I don't hate it. So we ended up going in that direction, and that ended up being the lyric, I believe. We're pretty close
pretty
to it.
Pretty damn close
yeah.
to it. Yeah.
So anyway, that led to the end of the song, which then led to several different run-throughs so that we could kind of, you know, iron out some of the kinks and change a word here or
right.
a word there and
right.
shift the sections around a little bit until it began to fall into place. But, you know, it's like anything. You create it, it's got a life of its own, and the more we play it, the more we'll figure out what's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's
and
like what was Sting who said, think of a song as a blueprint for what it could be.
Right, right.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. So,
maybe it wasn't Sting.
So anyway, this is, then we went on and recorded it, and we recorded a demo of it. We're still in the midst of recording it and adding parts and everything, but we'll give you sort of where it's at now. If you at the end of this podcast, if you keep listening, you'll hear the demo of where the song is currently.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
This session, it was cool for us to hear it too and kind of listen to the whole 3 hours and edit it down. You know, boil it into some really intelligible form.
Yeah, yeah, and we certainly enjoyed doing it. We'll have more podcasts coming to you soon, new guests, and all kinds of great stuff. Stay tuned to the website, www.thehillarystep.com. Buy t-shirts and hats and CDs.
Yep.
And look out for
WHSR.
And hopefully we'll see you on March 31st at 7 o'clock at Kenny's Castaways.
Be there.
Be there or be square. Thanks for listening.